good song. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Psalm 107, verse 29. It says, "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." Amen. When people are at their wits' end, that psalm also says, you know, they don't know what to do, but they call upon the Lord. Talking about fishermen out there on the sea, the waves just a boisterous. They call on the Lord and He delivers them. He makes the storm a calm, amen, that the waves are still. I'm glad God does that with our storms that we go through in life.
Amen.
We've had a lot of storms here lately. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of storms. And that just brings my mind back to thinking about who the master of the storm is. Amen. I'm glad I know when I go to bed at night and it's storming outside and there's tornado watches and all this stuff, amen. I know who the one that made the storm is.
Yeah.
The one that's able to calm the storm, amen, to calm me through the storm, amen. Even when the storm is going on, God can calm us through the storm. I'm glad for that. If you got your Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Do the best I can to get the message out, hopefully before I lose my voice. I've been dealing with some kind of virus cold thing for the last couple of weeks, and my voice has finally returned to me, but it's still not back up to 100% strength. And I felt it kind of giving away as I was singing there, but we're going to do the best we can. This scripture has been on my mind the last couple of days and been thinking about it. It's funny how you go back and read and read and read, and then something new comes to your attention. Every time, it seems like you read something that's so familiar that you're so used to and have read so many times. But then when you begin to study on it, begin to meditate on it, amen, just things just open up in a new way. Now, we know this psalm as to be the spiritual psalm, amen. This is talking all about the Spirit and walking in the Spirit and all these different things about the Spirit. This is where we get our several popular scriptures from about how the love of God, amen, nothing's able to separate us from that later on in the chapter, and how we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose in verse 28. And amen, how the Spirit, amen, bears witness with our spirit and talks to God, makes intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. We get all that from this one chapter. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. This one chapter talks about all that. Amen. But it starts out by saying in verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Amen. We go home tonight and say it's been a good service just hearing that. Amen. I'm glad today I'm not condemned. Jesus said in John 3, amen, if you don't believe on the Son of God, you are condemned already. Amen. But if you believe on the name of Christ, amen, we have eternal life, amen.
Right.
But He says there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yeah.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's as far as I'm going to read right now. Amen. But this verse of Scripture here, amen, has really been on my mind the last few days. Don't know how this is going to go out. Amen. But what has really been on my mind talks about the law of the Spirit. Amen. Thank God for the law of the Spirit. Amen. That we have something, amen, that we don't have to worry about, just like the old law that He's comparing this to. Amen. By the old law standard, none of us could make it to heaven. Amen. That's why it wasn't sufficient enough to take away sins. It was only sufficient enough, amen, to roll them back for a little appointed time until the actual one to come. Amen. To take away our sin. Amen. Amen. And nobody under the old law, amen, it wasn't sufficient enough. It was weak through the flesh to cleanse anybody of sin.
Amen.
Hebrews, we read a lot about the law and about how the blood of bulls and goats is not able, amen, to sufficiently, amen, bring those to Christ and being perfect in their spirit. Amen. But by the old law standards, we didn't have a chance of, amen, to be able to go to heaven, amen, by following the law, because the law required so much of us that we are not possible to fulfill, and that is complete and total perfection and spotlessness, amen, that the law required, amen, when it was set up, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not, amen, steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, worship the Lord thy God, and Him only thou shalt serve, amen, honor God on the Sabbath day, honor thy father and thy mother, all these commandments, and not only that, Amen. There are 600 plus something hundred laws of, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, that are not contained on just those two tablets of, it's just impossible that we would be able to live, amen, by all the standards in that old law, amen. But I'm glad, amen, as Jerry preached here not too long ago about how God would write His law, amen, on their hearts, amen. Amen. He would make a new covenant. Why? Because the old law was not perfect. It was not able, amen, to bring the comers there to perfect, amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
That old law standard was too high for me and you to ever be able to live up to. Ever be able to say, well, I can go to heaven because I fulfill the law. That's why it was so ludicrous, amen, that the rich young ruler would approach Jesus and say, you know, Jesus, I've done all these things from my youth up. You know what, Jesus, He knew better. He knew His heart. Amen. This sin He had compassion on. I believe Jesus felt a little sorry for this little fella. Because Jesus knew that nobody could ever say, I've kept all these from my youth up except Jesus Himself. Amen. So this man, he gave him a chance, amen, to give up the thing that he knew his heart. He said he knew his heart and he had compassion on him. What was it that with his heart had the most problem with? Amen. It was his riches. Jesus gave him an out. He gave him a way of escape. The Bible said there is no temptation, amen, taking you but such as common to man. But God will with the temptation make a way to escape. You know what Jesus did that day with the rich young ruler? He gave him a way of escape. He said, I know your heart and I know, amen, that it's filthy. It's worried about money. It's worried about your finances and your stability in life with the physical things. Other material things of the world that's going to fade away. And I'm giving you an out.
Amen.
Giving you a way of escape.
Amen.
He said, one thing thou lackest. Amen. Sell all you have. Distribute it to the poor. And come and follow me. And the rich young ruler, amen, right then and there, he knew his own heart too. When Jesus, amen, shed his light on the situation and on that heart, he realized that he loved his money more than he loved, amen, following God. Amen. From that point on, what we hear about him is that he hung his head sorrowful and went away, amen. I don't know if that's the same young ruler that grew up to be the ruler of the rich man and Lazarus, or if it's the same one that grew up to be the rich man who built his barns, amen, and they were bursting full and he had to go build more. I don't know if they're even the same people, amen, but we know, amen, God's outlook on the rich and those that worship money rather than worship God.
That's right.
Worship the creature more than the Creator. But I said all that to say this, amen, by God's standards, every one of us in this room, amen, by the law standards, amen, deserve to go to one place, and that place called hell. Amen, because we cannot live up, amen, to God's law. Amen, there's no hope, amen, that we should ever make heaven our home by living by God's law because we cannot do it, amen.
Bless the Lord.
But I want you to notice this. I like this. God made another way of escape one day some 2,000 plus years ago. Knowing that there was no way, no hope for us, no way we could get out of this mess called death and sin. Amen. God had an ace up His sleeve, and that ace's name was Jesus Christ. Amen. Who came down to this old earth. We read here in verse 3 of Romans 8, for what the law could not do and that it was weak through the flesh. Amen. God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
That's right.
For sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Amen.
Basically, it wraps it all up to say,
amen,
God sent Him down as a man in flesh because that's what we deal with. We deal with sin, amen. We're under the curse of sin. And God made Jesus, His own Son, to become the curse for me and you. The Bible says, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. Well, Jesus Christ, amen, was cursed. Amen, because He hung on Calvary's tree. Amen, and they all stood by and they all watched Him. Amen, not realizing just the depths, amen, of the stuff that He went through. Amen, how all the sins of the world was placed on His shoulders. Amen, because the law was not sufficient. But praise God, amen, when He said it is finished. And He looked up His eyes toward heaven and He said, Father, into Thy hands I commit my spirit. And He said it's finished and He gave up the ghost. Amen. The temple ripped from top to bottom. The veil did. Amen. To symbolize that the law was finally once and for all fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Amen. And now we head away finally to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the law of the Spirit. Amen. That freedom, amen, that brings freedom and brings, sets the captives free. We talked about, sung about earlier about breaking the chains. Amen. The law of the Spirit, amen, breaks those chains. Amen. In Galatians, it gives us the fruit of the Spirit. It talks about love, joy, peace, temperance, goodness, gentleness, meekness, kindness. It talks about all these things, and he goes to say, against such there is no law.
Amen.
See, if you follow the law of the Spirit, you're not under judgment or condemnation. That's why he says there's no condemnation to those who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh.
Yeah.
No condemnation, amen. Why? Because there's no law against doing the good things.
Amen.
There's no law against being holy. No law against being righteous. Amen. The law required of the Old Testament, the law required complete righteousness.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's just not in man. Because of the sin, amen, the nature that Adam and Eve, the whole story about that, amen, caused us all to be under a curse.
Right.
Even the earth itself is under a curse. If we flip a page over, we read, amen, that Jesus condemned sin in the flesh, and it says here in verse 4, the reason he did that is so that the righteousness of the law, the righteousness, the high standard that God required of the law in each and every one of us could be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. You see, I had this idea the other day. God showed me something about this I'd never seen before. You know, Jesus, there was an exchange that took place. Jesus, amen, came to this world. He exchanged, amen, his glory, amen, for flesh.
Yeah.
He exchanged, amen, all his honor and his glory to be persecuted, to be spat upon, amen, for his beard to be plucked by the very hairs of his face.
Yeah.
He exchanged heaven, amen, for earth.
Yeah.
And in that exchange, we got to become, amen, a spiritual being.
That's right. Amen.
We got to become what he had to give up.
Right. Yeah.
Amen, because, amen, we became a spiritual being. Christ came, amen, and was satisfied the debt that the law required of us in our hands. Amen, of this old flesh, he became the flesh. Amen, and because of that, the righteousness of the law that demanded that. Amen, we can become righteous and fulfill the law spiritually, amen. The exchange was taking place. Amen, it was a wonderful exchange. Amen, now me and you, amen, have the same honor and glory to be an heir of God, an heir, joint heir with Jesus Christ. A joint heir means that we have every same right and opportunity to the inheritance, amen, that he does because we've come together jointly, and it's a joint inheritance.
Yeah, right.
What a wonderful thing that is to know that the law of the Spirit, as it said earlier, hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
The flesh, the law, the old law couldn't do that.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says in just a chapter over that, the last verse, for the wages of sin is death. You ever, whenever you find sin in the Bible, you find death very close by.
That's right.
Those are twins. Amen. They come, amen, from the same, basically the same mother, the same womb. They're twins. Sin and death, right hand in hand together. They work together. But thank God, grace of where sin did abound, the Bible said grace did much more abound. Amen. And where the sin of this world seemed like it was the darkest, and darkness was upon the face of the whole earth, when Jesus, amen, was on that cross, after a while the earthquake happened, amen, and all that stuff we read about in the Bible happened, amen, he became darkness for us. He took on that darkness so that we could be a part of his marvelous light.
Amen.
In death, he became the sin debt, amen.
That's right.
In resurrection and life, he paid the debt, and the debt is now complete. Amen. The title is stamped paid in full. Amen. And me and you can go to a place called heaven because Jesus paid for it in full. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Where we could not pay, Jesus paid. How great God's love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right,
amen. While I couldn't even pay the debt, God saw that I couldn't pay the debt.
That's right.
He knew I didn't have it in my own power, amen.
Yeah.
They had enough money in the world, amen, to cover the debt that just one person had to pay. But thank God it said that Christ died once.
Yeah.
And He died once for all, amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's why it says after death, the judgment. Why? Because, amen, every one of us deserves to be judged according to if we take that gift that God has given us, or if we reject it, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Much of this world will be judged according to whether they took Jesus or they cast Him aside.
That's right.
That's right.
Truth.
They decided to take the world, take the mark of the beast that's going to be plaguing this whole earth one day after a while.
Right.
Amen. It's their decision. God's not going to force Himself on nobody. It's each and every one of our decisions here that we've got to make. Do we want to abide in the law of sin and death? Do we want to live by my good works, or live by the good things that I do for people? You know, there's a lot of people in life today that are going by, oh, if I just live a good life, if I live an honest life, and I don't cheat nobody, or don't lie, don't steal. That was the rich ruler's problem, amen. He was working about, trying to work his salvation out through works, amen. Oh, I've been a good old boy. The Pharisee said, I've paid my tithes and I've not done all these things. Boy, how many people in the Bible do you realize that just they want to justify themselves? Is what you just like to say, Brother Jerry. I've done this, I've done that, Lord. Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
Lord, it's not on God when we're looking at ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
It needs to be what He's done. That's why the publican, he was afar off from the Pharisee. Wasn't even near the temple, amen. Was afraid to show his face there. And he smote his breast. And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. When people realize that they can't pay the debt, they'll start crying out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
That's right. Amen.
It's the sin that's going to keep you out of heaven.
Yep.
Amen. It's the sin, amen, that'll keep you out of heaven.
Yep.
It's a curse that's pronounced upon all men.
Yep.
But thank God there was a curse pronounced. But when Christ came, that curse could be lifted if we accept that true vine that He preached about this morning. And we accept the blood that was squeezed from that true vine on Calvary. And there's a way of escape. There's a way out. Amen. A lot of people like to call our religion escapist. Boy, they just think they're going to escape all this, escape all that. Yeah, I do. Amen. I believe I'm going to escape a lot of things that will happen in this world.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says if those days had not been short, no flesh should be saved.
Right,
amen. I'm glad God, amen, loves His bride, loves His children.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad He loves me enough
amen.
To pay my debt.
That's right.
Amen. What I could not pay, He did not owe, and He paid
right.
for me.
That's right. Amen.
I'm glad for that. I'm glad for what He's done for me. Later on, he goes on to say, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Right.
If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Right.
All these things related to spiritual things. Why is
Amen.
That? Because Christ became flesh that we might have a spiritual connection with the Father. That's what this is all about. We can't be more than conquerors without the Spirit.
Right.
If we don't follow the law of the Spirit, then we're bound to the law of Old Testament.
Yeah.
The law of the flesh. Amen. But there's constantly... See, it's amazing to me. You realize that the Bible was not originally written in chapters. We break chapters up so that we can be easier to read. They did that so many years back. I don't know exactly when, but... Amen. It was written as letters. Amen. You don't go around writing chapter and verse in letters. You just write a letter. Amen. But notice this. Before he says there's no condemnation. You see, we struggle with the flesh. There's two natures in us. There's a spiritual nature and there's a fleshly nature.
Yep.
Before he got on this chapter, it was the very chapter in chapter 7 that Paul began to talk about how he wars constantly between his spiritual and his flesh. He said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?"
Yeah, amen.
That thing that I'd like to do, I don't do. And that thing I don't want to do, I do that instead. Boy, just a constant spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Then he says in the last verse, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Through Jesus Christ our Lord. "So then with the mind I serve the law of God, with the flesh law of sin. In my heart I serve God."
Amen.
Amen. All this ties right back together. Amen. In chapter 6, he talks about, shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. We've got a spiritual law now that we can abide. He was going through all that just to lead up to the spiritual law that made a way of our escape.
Amen.
So we can make heaven our home.
Amen.
I hope as we leave tonight, amen, this week, that you'll take this and you'll feast on it. I hope tonight it's added to some of the pottage that was preached about this morning. Put that in there, season it a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. I like what Jerry said. We was talking a little bit earlier about that. And I got to talking about the meal that Elisha put in the pot and made it clean. And,
yeah.
And Jerry was talking about, you know, it's still something to eat, amen. It was still the same pottage. And, you know, me and you, amen. Right now we're in this old wild vine, amen, this old flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what? We're still a human, amen. We're still a person. And Jesus comes and cleanses us just like the pottage was cleansed.
Right.
Hey, it didn't change to a different kind of pottage. It was still pottage. It was still good to eat. But now it was cleansed.
Right.
Me and you are but flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God when we're cleansed, amen, we could be able to walk in the Spirit now in newness of life because of the cleansing of the true vine that's preached about this morning. So take that with you this week.
Yeah.
Amen. Nourish on that. Amen. Feast on that.
Yeah.
Because I believe it'll do your heart good.
Amen.
I believe I've cleared my heart. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the pastor. I don't really feel like doing an altar call.
Amen.
You just want to fellowship, whatever, but I feel like my part is done. Amen. So I'm going to turn it back over to the pastor.
Come on, get a song.